Now, on Thursday, Upper Hunter Shire Council announced that the Merriwater Willow Tree Road is closed until further notice. That could be probably until the road is fixed and finished. Joining me in the studio this morning is Greg McDonald, who is the new General Manager for Upper Hunter Shire Council. Greg, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, and thanks for having me along.
Well, lovely to meet you. I'm sure it's been a bit of a busy first week for you.
It has, 5 days down now, and every day's had its new challenges, but it's been great. I've been enjoying the job.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So prior to here, you were in Sydney?
Yes, I was on the lower north shore at Willoughby Council, which covered the areas of Chatswood, Artarmon, and St Leonard's and that area. So I've a big change from that style of council to here, but I've been in rural councils before, so I do know the type of issues that face rural communities.
Yeah, fantastic. And certainly the one for the Upper Hunter Shire at the moment is the Merriwater Willow Tree Road. Tell us, on Friday, the road is now closed to all vehicles. What's the latest?
Yeah, so prior to Friday, the road was already closed to heavy vehicles, as you're probably aware, and light traffic was still using the road on a daily basis. We were inspecting the road daily with our engineers just to ensure that it remained safe. Unfortunately, on Thursday, the engineering inspections and the geotechnical investigations indicated that cracking had advanced quite a bit across one section of the road. Obviously, community safety is our priority in this regard, and we made the very difficult decision to close it permanently on Thursday afternoon, effectively for Friday.
Yeah.
What does that mean for residents? Unfortunately, it means that there is no through traffic at all until we can find a solution for that road. That does add 30 to 40 minutes travel time, unfortunately. We are looking at options as we speak. We engaged GHD, an engineering firm from Newcastle, Friday. So GHD are now engaged to do the full design and geotechnical investigation and provide us a solution for that road. In the meantime, if we can open the road to light traffic again with some minor repair work, we will do that. And my engineers are out there today and later this week. And if there is a solution, we will certainly investigate that and open the road before the final road construction is complete. So we'll look at all interim options available to us. But I can't give a timeline on that. Unfortunately, we just don't. It's only been a couple of days since we closed it. I'm not in a position to be able to give a time frame on that.
Yeah. I did notice some comments on Facebook probably on Thursday when the announcement sort of happened that perhaps the road should have been closed before Thursday, that the cracking, and it had felt very unsafe for the light vehicles that were passing through.
Yeah, look, we've been inspecting the road daily, as I said. It's always been a balance between safety and keeping the road open for convenience, and we always said that we would never make compromises on safety. So up until Thursday, the road was safe, and there was still a factor, a degree of error still left in that. We would never let the road get to a stage where it's almost going to collapse. So we've made the call with sufficient time to ensure that no one's lives was in danger, but we left that call as late as possible to try and keep the convenience for the residents as long as possible to be able to use that road.
Yeah. And I guess moving ahead from here, looking at the final works that need to be done on the road, we're looking at about 3 years from now?
Look, we won't know until we get the final design from GHD. I would hope that it's shorter than that, but as I said, I'm only 5 days into this job, so I'm still learning a lot about what's happening in that, in regard to that project in particular. Yep. I think it is a very positive thing that we've got GHD on already, and now that they can start inspecting the road, doing their final design, and we can start working on it, I would think that 3 years is probably a worst-case scenario.
Fingers crossed. Yes. And of course, the alternative route for everyone is the New England Highway and the Scone to Bunnen Road. As you said, it adds an extra half an hour onto the trip, but better to be safe.
Yeah, we just can't, unfortunately, allow the inconvenience to override public safety at this stage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Greg, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate your time and welcome to the Upper Hunter.
Yes, thank you. I'm loving it already. It's a great place to be and I'm really looking forward to what comes over the next few years while I'm up here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and second week, Australia Day tomorrow. That'll be a good way to get into it, meet some locals.
Yeah, so I've already spent a bit of time last week meeting staff and some of the community members.
Yeah.
But as you say, Australia Day is a great opportunity to meet some more of the locals, and certainly the ones who have been nominated, who have been doing great things for our community. A lot of them are volunteers, give their time freely to the community, and it'll be great to meet some of those.
Yeah, wonderful. Greg, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Jessica.